USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is taking aim at Florida's Atlantic coast and could come onshore as a powerful Category 4 hurricane late Sunday or early Monday. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on some of the things Floridians will experience.
There's no way you could have a storm of this significance and not lose power. So just prepare for that. You should also prepare if you're in an area that experiences flooding when you have significant rain events. Well, guess what? If you're impacted by this storm, you know, you are going to see a lot of water.
The Justice Department's Inspector General report says James Comey violated FBI policies in his handling of memos documenting private conversations with President Trump in the weeks before Comey was fired as bureau director. Comey also broke FBI rules by giving a memo to one of his friends so that the friend could then leak it to a reporter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stumped? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A new study from AAA is out as we head into the Labor Day weekend. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Deaths caused by drivers running red lights are at a 10-year high, according to a new study from AAA, which says the number of people killed by someone plowing through a red light reached 939 in 2017, the last year for which all the data is in. That's the highest death toll in 10 years, and it was the fifth straight year that fatalities from running red lights increased.
Drivers are distracted, they're impatient, and they're reckless, and they're making the decision to run a red light instead of safely stopping.
That's National AAA spokesman Doug Shope speaking to CBS News.
Pending home sales for the month of July dropped 2.5% despite low mortgage rates. Mortgage rates are currently around 3.8%, but experts say the super low rates have not consistently pulled buyers back into the market. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as Florida continues to prepare for Hurricane Dorian, one of the things people always worry about during storms is price gouging. Former Attorney General Pam Bondi joins Fox News and has a message out there for any business that's thinking of gouging consumers.
Well, Governor DeSantis has already enacted the emergency order, meaning that General Moody's price gouging statute is in effect, which is great. So if you're raising the prices of water, essential commodities, wood to board up your house, sandbags, anything, you cannot raise the price of essential commodities once we are in a state of emergency. If you are, the Attorney General's office, they're going to go after you, and you're going to be in trouble. You can't raise the price of hotel rooms. It's got to be what the standard price would have been this time of year. And folks, please get out of there. You know, you never know what's going to happen, but as opposed to a tornado or an earthquake, with hurricanes, we have plenty of notice to get out. And so that's what people need to do. Just be safe.
Governor DeSantis also says there's been a change in Saturday's college football game between Florida State and Boise State.
They're going to go forward with the game, but they're not going to do it in Jacksonville. They're going to do the game in Tallahassee.
That game is scheduled to be played at 7 p.m. on Saturday. Best estimates now have Dorian reaching Florida sometime on Sunday. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.